That's correct. NHTSA, respected Jewish pediatrician Dr. Mike Freelander, is set to run on a platform of improving access to health and education services as Labor's candidate for the marginal federal southwestern Sydney electorate of MacArthur. Now, Dr. Freelander, he's 62 years of age. He's a senior pediatrician at Campbelltown and Camden Hospitals who has more than three decades of medical practice in the region, and he's not shy to speak out about public health issues. Now, Dr. Freelander says he's a proud Zionist. He had his bar mitzvah at Emmanuel Synagogue and moved to the MacArthur region in 1984, where he established his own practice. He says he's not a particularly religious Jew, but he describes himself as Jewish. In addition to his senior duties at the two hospitals, Dr. Freelander is a lecturer at Western Sydney University. Now, his selection was welcomed this week by Walt Secord, who's the New South Wales Parliamentary Friends of Israel deputy chair, who described Dr. Freelander as living by the Jewish principle of Tikkun Olam. He said that he has strong principles and will stand up for his community. So a big mazel tov to Dr. Mike Freelander on his selection. You can read more about that story in this week's Jewish News.
And is MacArthur a marginal seat? Do you know anything about MacArthur?
It is a marginal seat. Now, although MacArthur has not been held by Labor since 1996, sitting Liberal MP Russell Matheson's margin has fallen from 11.4% to just 2.8%, ensuring a tight contest. So we'll all be watching this contest very closely to see what happens.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, it seems that Melbourne Port's MP Michael Danby is watching closely Australia's Iran's relationship.
He is indeed. NHTSA Michael Danby has called on the government to explain why it has gone from being a major international critic of Iran to being even more accommodating of the regime than the United States. When he spoke this week at a public hearing of the Senate Foreign Affairs, Defense and Trade Committee's inquiry into the partial suspension of sanctions against the Islamic Republic. Now, Michael Danby told the Jewish News this week that this Senate inquiry will provide much needed public scrutiny of our engagement with Iran that Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has studiously avoided. Now, Danby noted while at the inquiry that Australia's view is aligned with European countries rather than Americans, who are sceptical of the Iranian regime. Now, also speaking at this inquiry was the Executive Council of Australian Jewry Executive Director Peter Wertheim, who said that the sanctions were not solely put in place because of Iran's nuclear activity. Peter Wertheim said that pressuring Iran to comply with its nuclear obligations was part of a broader international effort to make Iran act as a responsible international citizen.
Evan, Anzac Day memorial ceremonies were held last week, and Jewish organizations also participated.
Correct. Diplomats from Australia, New Zealand, Turkey and other nations joined Australians and Israelis at the annual Anzac Day ceremony at the Mount Scopus Commonwealth Military Cemetery in Jerusalem. Now, Australian Gap Year participants from B'nai Akiva, Beta, Netzer, Hineni and IBC also attended the ceremony, which they reflected was a moving tribute to those who fought for Australia. Now, the Zionist Federation of Australia's Israel Office Director, Yigal Seller, said that despite Anzac Day falling during the Pesach break this year, he's very proud of our program participants, that they felt a need and responsibility to be present at such an important ceremony that here in Israel symbolizes more than anything else the very close relationship between Israel and Australia, and especially the Jewish community there. Now, NHTSA, meanwhile, chaplain to the Australian Defense Force, Rabbi Yossi Friedman, attended a dawn service in Botany on Monday, where he laid a wreath on behalf of the Jewish community before marching in the Anzac Day parade. Full coverage in this week's Jewish News.
Evan, Erev Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust Memorial Day, is next Wednesday, 4th of May. Can you please tell our listeners about Yom HaShoah services in Sydney and in Melbourne?
Yes, of course, NHTSA. There'll be a big communal service next Thursday at the City Recital Hall in Angel Place. The keynote speaker at the event will be Lily Brett, who's an international author who'll be speaking at the event. Also at the commemoration, there'll be, of course, the lighting of the six candles in memory of the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust. And there'll also be a very special performance by Ilan Kidron, who's a Jewish singer-songwriter, who'll be performing at that ceremony. It's at Angel Place City Recital Hall next Thursday night.
And I know there is a ceremony also at the Great Synagogue Memorial Ceremony on Sunday, 1st of May at 10:30 in the morning. And do you know what's happening in Melbourne?
Now, Nita, for our listeners in Melbourne, there'll be a Yom HaShoah ceremony next Thursday at Monash University. The keynote speaker at the event will be a Holocaust survivor by the name of Gary Gray, who will be sharing his experiences. You won't want to miss that event at Monash University next Thursday night.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Sydney University has received $35 million gift from a Jewish couple.
They have. This is the biggest gift to the university since it was founded in 1850. Now, they've received $35 million from the Susan and Isaac Wakel Foundation. Now, the funds will enable construction of the main building within the university's proposed health precinct. For the first time, multiple health disciplines will come together in a purpose-built faculty to translate research into education and clinical services. And this is all thanks to this one Jewish couple. Isaac Wakel said this week, "We were inspired by the radical and innovative approach the University of Sydney is taking to addressing immediate and future health care challenges." And he said that Susan, his wife, and him are pleased to be able to make this project a reality. Now, last year, the couple made a $1 million donation to the Sydney Jewish Museum. Isaac Wakel, of course, immigrated to Australia from Baghdad, making his fortune in the clothing industry and subsequently in property acquisition. His wife, Susan, hails from Bessarabia, formerly in Romania. This is a massive donation to the university, the biggest it has seen in its history. You can read more about it on page 5 of this week's Jewish News.
And Evan, we are only in April, but Jewish students are already concerned about the HSC dates.
Nita, Jewish students who might be affected by this year's HSC timetable will be given accommodations on religious grounds after it was announced this week that Sukkot, Shemini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah fall within the examination period. Examinations are also scheduled for Jewish schools and Jewish students at non-Jewish schools on Shemini Atzeret on October 24 and Simchat Torah on October 25. A spokesperson for the Board of Deputies told the Jewish News this week that they will make alternative arrangements for any such students to ensure they are not disadvantaged. Now, this is all a little while away, Nitsa. You know, the timetable was just released this week, and the Board of Studies have made it clear that no one will be disadvantaged. The advice for students who are observant and will be observing these festivals, Nitsa, is to contact their school principals, who will then get in touch with the Board of Studies to make alternative arrangements.
Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much, and have a great week.